This evening's thought is from Matthew 24, and I've called it One Disappears. I'll read you just a few verses from Matthew 24. But about that day and hour no one knows, not even the angel in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, one will be taken and the other left. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. This is quite a frightening passage of scripture. It describes a day that's coming and no one can stop it. We don't know when it is. It's a mystery. It's the end of our world, the end of time, the end of human existence, the end of sin and the end of suffering and the end of death. And it's the bringing in of a new age, the age of eternity, where only righteousness reigns and where only the righteous dwell. Many in our world try not to think about it. They blot it out. Many, it doesn't even cross their minds. And so we carry on with our lives as if they will go on forever. Here we have a situation where people are living their ordinary lives as if they're going to live forever. But of course, in Noah's day they didn't. The flood swept them away. And so, someday, the Lord Jesus is coming again and he will sweep everything away. All time will all be gone and will all be finished. And Matthew talks about two men in a field. One will be snatched away and the other will be left behind. He talks about two women who are working, perhaps they're making the dinner, they're grinding with a handmill, and one is taken away and the other one is left behind. And Jesus says, keep watch, because you don't know when I'm coming back again. Jesus talks about coming as a thief in the night. No one knows when the thief is going to come to their house. And Jesus said, if you knew when the thief was coming, you would be ready for the thief. You wouldn't let your house be broken into. And so he says to us, we must also be ready because we do not know when he's coming. So there's going to be a catastrophic event like no other. And some people are going to be taken away out of the situation and others left behind, men and women. But we have here, for our sake, two women who are working together. Maybe they're even talking together. Maybe they're talking about their families, ordinary life. And suddenly, in mid-sentence, one disappears and the other one is left behind. Who are these women? What can they teach us? Well, the one who is taken is a Christian. She is waiting for her Lord. She knows he's coming. She has made her life ready. She has trusted him and has sought forgiveness. And she belongs to the Lord Jesus. So whenever he comes for her, she's ready to go and she goes to be with him forever. And it is such a joyous event for her, the end of all suffering and all trouble. But the one who's left behind, who is she? Well, she is a woman who has never faced the challenge of the Lord Jesus to repent and to turn from evil. She does not think of him. She doesn't consider his ways. She makes her own decisions, she thinks. She has no love for him at all. And so when he comes again, at the end, she is left behind to face judgment, like all the others who are left behind. I remember hearing this message as a young child, and it was very frightening. It is a very frightening thing to know that this is going to happen. And it was quite distressing. And as a child, I knew I wasn't a Christian. I knew I wasn't ready. And it caused me a lot of pain. Maybe I thought the preacher shouldn't preach it. It was too difficult a message. But I needed to know, and I recognised that I did need to know, and the preacher was being kind to me and telling me the reality of what was coming. When we pass over Jesus, we're making a decision that is going to affect our whole eternity. Nothing is more important than this issue. But we don't need to be afraid. Jesus isn't trying to frighten us. He is just telling us the reality, that if you trust in me, I will keep you safe from the judgment to come. Jesus is described as coming as a thief in the night. And we need to be ready when the thief is coming. Be ready for him so our house is not destroyed. But if I don't pay attention, and I don't repent, and I don't really want anything to do with him, then my house or my life will be broken into and it will be ransacked and destroyed. So it's a stark message. It's not complicated. God doesn't try to confuse us or to fudge the issue so that we get confused. We need to be ready for Jesus. We need to come to Jesus. We need to trust him and repent. And when he comes, we will be taken home with him.